This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
They serve fountain drinks for 99 cents. A large coffee is $1.39. So I get this cup. You've seen me bring this cup in just about every day. I get a big 32-ounce cup, pour coffee in it and my cream and my sweetener, and then go fill it with ice and get it like a fountain drink. And I'm saving 40 cents a day.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Oh, he's stealing. He's stealing.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is a day of reverse deja vu, a day of heartbreak, but a day of hope. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, John Lopez on vacation, which means I'm joined by former Texans Pro Bowl offensive lineman Wade Smith and former Texans receiver Cecil Shorts. Fellas, how y'all doing? You got an applause and everything.
I appreciate that applause, Landry. I appreciate you having us here this morning. We're going to do our thing, you know what I mean?
Cecil?
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm excited about today.
Well,
excited.
Maybe. Because the Rockets, we all know what's happened by now. The Rockets fall to the Warriors yesterday. Game 5, 104-99. The talk has been around James Harden disappearing in the fourth quarter. Chris Paul and Clint Capella's continued absence, which, as you can see, I got me a milk. I'm drinking me a milk before, and there is Chris Paul. There is Clint Capella on there. I'm asking, has anyone seen these guys? Because I have not seen them. Guys, your immediate reaction to Game 5. What should people be talking about?
They definitely should not be talking about James Harden. The main culprits to the reason why the Rockets lost the ball game is because a guy like Clint Capella is just a matchup nightmare. He's getting taken advantage of by the Warriors anytime they go on a pick and roll. And then Chris Paul, man, Chris Paul is just not the same guy that he was last year before he got hurt in this same series against the Warriors. Right now, he's just a guy that is running down the court, and he's either going to flop and get a foul call for him. That's the positive thing he does. The negative thing he does is he's going to run into somebody and get a charge. So, I mean, that's all you're getting from him. He didn't make a shot last night. He didn't make a three-pointer last night. So,
no, last night you missed opportunities. KD got hurt, didn't take advantage. Draymond Green fouls out, didn't take advantage. To me, it's no excuse, and we talked about this before the show, it's no excuse that James Harden only took one attempt last night in the last 8 minutes. If you're the best player in the league, if you're the MVP caliber, I need you to find a way to win this game. And also, to me, D'Antoni got to make some adjustments. He got to make some adjustments.
Like what?
In the last 8 minutes, if your best player is not taking, if he's getting doubled, if he's not being able to get his shots off, call some plays, do something to get him open.
I mean, they did score on 8 of their last 10 possessions in this final 6 minutes. Like, it's not like
it wasn't enough, though. Apparently, it wasn't enough.
But they needed. I think James Harden ran out of gas in that third quarter.
I don't want to hear that.
This isn't hindsight. You could see what he did. They erased a 14-point lead in the third quarter. When you're doing what he did in that third quarter, you need someone to take you home. And I've heard people say, I think I heard Seth say, well, he's the MVP. He needs to be better. Name me one MVP that's won a championship and beat a team like the Warriors that didn't have someone to take him home. We can go through the list throughout history. There's always that second guy that can take you home. And what the Rockets look like right now is they look like a team that needs, that has cap space in the offseason and would be able to bring in a second guy to help James Harden. But the problem is they already have that guy and he's paid like it, and it's Chris Paul. To me, the person that should be getting the most criticism for this is the guy who went 3-for-14 in the game, the guy who went 0-for-6, the guy who we always say is supposed to be the heart and soul of this team, the leader, the guy who takes it home, the guy with the coconuts. Chris Paul, to me, is the guy that deserves the most criticism.
The problem with that thought process is that if you're a James Harden type, MVP type, you don't need someone to take you home. You need somebody to have your back. Mm. That was the problem. James Harden didn't have somebody that had his back. And even though he didn't have all those, he didn't take all those shots that you're wanting him to take, Cecil, thing about it was he was facilitating offense. You got to understand that he had assist in the end of the game.
I'll give you that.
That open shot that he got for PJ Tucker in the corner, if his foot is not on the line, that's an open three that he nails. And so it feels a lot like how it was with LeBron when he would make the correct basketball play and people would kill him because he wasn't taking the last shot mm-hmm. instead of him doing the right thing and making the correct move and correct play. And I'm never going to fault a guy for that when you have guys around you that can actually get the job done. The thing about LeBron is those teams, a lot of times, he didn't have guys that could get it done and finish. But the Rockets have guys that can hit clutch shots and have showed it. A guy like, think about the shot that Eric Gordon hit coming off the little screen. That was a beautiful shot. But that's the type of stuff that Eric Gordon does. So when you have guys like that on your team, I don't have any problem with the way that James Harden played.
I'll give you that. The scary thing for me is CP3 is only getting older.
Yeah,
and 34. You're stuck with him the next 2 or 3 years.
Three.
And his jersey is getting tighter and tighter each and every year.
Ooh.
It's a scary thing to think you have nobody to back up your MVP.
The problem with that, Landry Locker, by the way, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts in for the OG. The problem with that to me, though, is I don't think age is really an excuse for Chris Paul because P.J. Tucker's playing his ass off. He's older than Chris Paul. He's 34. Andre Iguodala is 35. I just thought if the Rockets would have known that it was going to be this early where we're talking about Chris Paul getting old, I just got to wonder if they would make that trade. Because I get that they knew that eventually he was going to look old and you were going to be paying a guy $40 million a year. But I don't think Daryl Morey in his heart of hearts thought that we would be talking about a Rockets-Warriors rematch where Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have basically struggled, and Chris Paul is the only guy that's a potential future Hall of Famer in this series that hasn't looked like one. I just don't think they would have thought that.
And you're right that they shouldn't have thought that, and you also got to look at it like this. Chris Paul last year, he played very well against the Warriors in the playoffs. He just ended up getting hurt those last two games, and that's what cost the Rockets a trip to the championship. Did you know going into it that he was going to get hurt? Well, the evidence in the past said that he tends to get hurt
Absolutely.
In critical moments in the playoffs. But at the same time, when he had opportunity to play, he did play well. The difference this year is that he's not playing well. And so, you know, how do you reconcile that? I mean, you didn't expect him to not play well. You expected him to possibly get hurt.
I just think he lost a step.
Like, and it happens.
If you look at, I think it was, what was the game? Saturday nights. He was trying to take over the game and drive, and he kind of tripped over his feet. He just doesn't look the same. He's not as quick. He's not the same Chris Paul that we're used to seeing. Even of last year, he's not the same Chris Paul at all.
You know what they have to do? You know how they always try to get James Harden matched up with Steph Curry?
Yes.
Steph Curry is the only guy on the Warriors that Chris Paul can take. If you watched that game yesterday, there was a couple of times that he crossed up Steph and made it to the basket and had some layups. That's what they have to do late in the ball games. They have to work out ways with their screening to where they get Chris Paul on Steph because that matchup he can win. But if he's going against Iguodala or somebody like that, it is cancel Christmas for him. He's not going to be able to produce.
Let me ask you guys a question real quick. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. Steph Curry came alive in the second half last night.
Especially the fourth.
Are you more scared of them? Or with the big four, maybe say KD does come back with him being injured. Are you more scared of them with KD?
I'm much more scared of them with KD. I honestly think this is the second best result you could have had. I think Kevin Durant being out, yesterday was a success for the Rockets. I think this thing's going 7, no doubt. I have confidence. I just don't know if they can take it home when it matters. But you mentioned something interesting, and Wade and Cecil in for John Lopez. For as much as we come on here and we're attached to the Rockets and we're going to sit here, we're going to talk about what went wrong and stuff, you can't be a hater. You got to give the Warriors some credit for the way they finished that game in the final 14 minutes. Like, I know people overuse the heart of a champion, but honestly, the way that they turned it on, the way that they finished, the way that they all flipped the switch in that fourth quarter, you got to appreciate what you saw from them as well.
But there's something to be said for the fact that that was a championship team before KD got there.
Very true.
And they just basically reverted back to what it used to be like before he got there. And I think that's what helped kickstart Steph Curry, and that's when he started hitting those shots because he's the one facilitating offense. You're not having to defer to a guy like KD because when you look at those two players, if you're going to go one-on-one and you want to pick a guy I want to give the ball to, it's KD 10 out of 10 times. And so now when you take that out of the equation, they move the ball like they do when they're at their best. That's when you saw them play successful in the fourth quarter.
I think Steph is more comfortable that way.
Yeah.
I mean, they won 72. They went 72-10 with those three guys. You know what I mean? Before KD even was in the picture.
Right.
So I think they're a lot more comfortable with those three running the show. My biggest thing with them is their bench is not as good as the past. So that's why I think where the Rockets can, with the Austin Rivers, the Amon Shumperts, the role players and P.J. Tucker, the Eric Gordons, those guys are better to me than the Warriors role players.
Can we shout out Shumpert for the way he's played over the last two games.
He's
hitting shots, wide open threes. He's hitting contested shots. He's hitting shots late in the shot
playing
clock.
Defense.
Playing great defense. Yeah. Keeping himself on the court.
Yeah.
You got to show that cat some love because I don't expect that out of him. I don't know about you, Landry, but I didn't expect that at all.
I mean, he's been better than Capella. He played as many minutes as Capella in game four, and quite honestly, he probably should play more minutes than Clint Capella moving forward. I think it's an opportunity for both teams as well. I think the Warriors have an opportunity with that core to basically shut people up, and I'm one of them. I'm sure a lot of people that have said, you know, you don't win these last two championships without Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And as guys who were the foundation of a historic team, they have a huge opportunity there, and it's kind of scary because you saw how they turned it on in the fourth quarter, to go back to your point, Cecil. And Rockets fans, all the Rockets fans who have said, you know, we would have won last year if Chris Paul hadn't gone out in game five when we took a 3-2 lead. Shoes on the other foot now, because it looks like Kevin Durant's not going to play game six. So you have an opportunity, the exact opportunity that you say that you would have taken advantage of.
Yep.
Got to put your money where your mouth is now, because both these teams have an opportunity.
And I'll say this, to answer Cecil's question about which scenario I'd rather have, I disagree with you, Landry. I'd much rather have KD there than to not have him not there, because if KD's there, he's not going to be 100% KD.
Oh, okay. You're talking about a hurt KD. Yes.
I mean, he's going to be hurt. You don't strain your calf and have to leave a game and come back and be fully healthy. And so I would much rather him not be there I would much rather have KD there. As opposed to him not being there.
Okay, so you're not talking about if he was 100%, though.
Right, of course. If he's 100%, then it's still the Warriors, even though I still felt like going into the series that the Rockets would win it. But I think that, you know, when you have the Warriors in a situation now when it's just they can depend on what they got them there, the original foundational pieces, they know how to play that style of ball, and they play that style of ball better than anybody else in the league. And there's no LeBron, because remember, they brought in KD because they couldn't beat LeBron and Cleveland Cavaliers. That's the reason why they brought in KD.
Talk that talk.
LeBron is not there anymore. LeBron is sitting there watching the games, trying to figure out who his coach is going to be. And so I think that the Warriors, it's a much better matchup for them if KD is not there.
Is there an asterisk on the series that the Rockets win and they win without beating the
hell no.
KD with KD
hell
on the
no.
team?
You know why? Why? Because in 2015, Kyrie Irving got hurt in the finals against the Warriors. In 2017, when they won the championship, Kawhi Leonard got hurt when the Spurs had a 24-point lead in the Western Conference Finals. Mm. And last season, Chris Paul got hurt in Game 5. So if we're going to play the asterisk game, we could do that all day. The Warriors have three asterisks if we're going to do that. I don't think it's fair to do that. And plus, I kind of think this is like sports karma in a weird way. I hope KD's okay. He's still going to get paid. Like, he's still going to get his bread. But it is kind of sports karma, because that's all we've heard from Rockets fans is, if Chris Paul hadn't gone down, we would have won this. Well, their best player, Kevin Durant, who might even be more important to their team than what Chris Paul, although he was important last year, they get the same opportunity. I think it's kind of sports karma. I think it's kind of canceling out. You can just charge it to the game.
If you're a Houston Rockets fan, you don't want to have to hear that, but what if. They had to deal with that with the first two championships they had with this organization. And so the fact that if KD does not come back and he doesn't play, people will say that narrative will be out there. And you got to understand that that's something that Rockets fans always have to deal with already. This would be on there. It wouldn't be fair. I don't think it's a legit criticism. I don't think it's a legit narrative, but it will be the narrative.
But I think it's a narrative in every sport. You can just look at the last three championships in major sports. You know, the Astros lost to the Red Sox. Altuve was hurt. He was on one leg. The Warriors last year, Chris Paul went down. That happened. The NFL, the Rams were without Brandon Cooks, and Todd Gurley was limping around. Like, you can always have a yeah, but at the end of the day, the banner's the banner, right?
Oh, yeah, you want the banner. You're going to take the banner. But the whole thing about watching sports and enjoying sports is being able to talk noise with your buddies.
But you're still going to talk noise. I know you a little better than that.
You're going to talk noise, but they're going to still have that yeah, but what if Joe Louis, well, he whooped Joe Louis's ass. Remember that? He's going to have that part of it.
I think
the Warriors are so that's a great movie. I think the Warriors are so good, though, the asterisk wouldn't matter. Because they're a great team without KD.
That's a good point, though.
They're a great team without him. So if the Rockets take care of business, which they should, and to me, it's no excuses. It's no excuses now.
You got to get this W.
You got to get this W. Because if you don't get it this year, in my opinion, this is it.
It's a wrap.
And then it piles on, because James Harden, 3 years ago, we talked about them losing game six. Same situation. Kawhi Leonard's out game six.
Yeah.
Probably the worst performance of James Harden's entire playoff career. So it's on the line. It's going to be fun. Hopefully there's a game seven on Sunday. Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig holding it down. Sports Radio 610. James Harden criticism. It's been wild this morning. Is it valid? And are the Rockets actually in pretty good shape right now? We'll get into that. Take some of your calls as well next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.